expectation for Linnea, Linnea, Swarawak, Charaswak, September 24, 53, addresses a letter to Dr. Seth, Seth Ferguson, Ferguson, 6680423. Dear Dr. Ferguson, consultation for Mrs. Swarawak with progressive renal failure comes accompanied with daughter, Jody, J-O-D-Y, has long-term history of hypertension, diabetes, and obesity. Admitted twice to the hospital the last 6 months, back in May and October. Uncontrolled hypertension. Findings of a frontal encephalocele. She has lost 30 pounds. Supposed to be doing a low salt. Appetite is poor. Frequent nausea. Presently no vomiting, although this has been a problem in the past. Denies dysphagia. Has frequent diarrhea, which is chronic without any bleeding. Has frequency urgency nocturia 4 or 5 times, as well as incontinence. Prior urinary tract infection, presently no cloudiness of blood, no foaminess. Prior edema has resolved, she's not on diuretics. Has numbness on the feet, probably from diabetes, no ulcers, no claudication symptoms. Has severe arthritis with limited mobility, came in a wheelchair to the office. In the past has used a leaf but already stopped. There is no recent chest pain palpitation or syncope, although there has been prior falling episode that she blames to arthritis of the knees. Minor degree of dyspnea. Denies the use of oxygen. Does have inhalers as needed, but rarely used. Never tested for sleep apnea. According to the doctor, no apnea and no snoring. Denies orthopnea PND. Uses medical marijuana. Prior headaches on the top of the head without compromising of eyes. No tinnitus, no decreased hearing. The nausea vomiting is not related to that. There has been also pruritus, briefly given phosphorus binders, but patient not continue. No skin rash, no bleeding nose gums. Next paragraph, past medical history, diabetes diagnosed in 1981. Has been poorly controlled with recent hemoglobin A1C above 11. There is neuropathy on the feet, however no retinopathy. No foot ulcers. Has hypertension within the last 5-10 years. Does not check it at home. Recent severe hypertension in the 200s over 110 back in October. She's been told about congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, no history of coronary artery disease, never had a cardiac cath, apparently negative stress testing, is not aware of rheumatic fever, endocarditis, heart murmurs or valve abnormalities. There has been prior paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Takes no anticoagulation, excuse me, takes anticoagulation, Eliquis. Next paragraph, no history of event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, gastrointestinal bleeding, anemia of chronic disease with normal B12 folic acid, no packet of red blood cell transfusion, no kidney stones, gout, no chronic liver disease or pneumonia. Next paragraph, no reported allergy. Next paragraph, medications, presently transdermal clonidine, 0.3 milligrams, Eliquis, 2.5 milligrams twice a day, Norvasc, 10 milligrams, and Crestor. Albuterol, rarely being used, presently off the Aleve, takes Tylenol as needed, She has not taken the following medications: Norfaslo, Hydralazine, Calcitriol, Lisinopril, Celexa. She is planning to restart the Toprol XL on the next few days. Next paragraph. She is one of 11 brothers and sisters. She has two other sisters surviving and one brother. There is no family history. Excuse me. She does have a son who has dialysis. Next paragraph, no alcohol, briefly smoking as a adolescent, teenager, does medical marijuana, no drugs. Next paragraph, surgeries, tubal ligation, tonsils adenoids, left-sided total knee replacement, hysterectomy, tubes and ovaries, fracture, surgical repair, distal one-third left-sided, forearm, pre-colonoscopy benign, no malignancy. A patch was placed on the left eardrum. Next paragraph on physical exam, weight is 219, blood pressure 180/276 on the right, 190/72 on the left, obesity. Alert orientation 3, normal eye movements, no nystagmus, no respiratory distress, no facial asymmetry, no palpable neck masses, side or lymph nodes, carotid bruises or JVD. Lungs are completely clear, no oral wishes consolidation, pleural effusion. Today appears to be in regular rhythm, no pericardial rap or murmurs, obesity of the abdomen without tenderness, masses, ascites, or palpable liver spleen. Good orthopedic pulses, no edema, no ulcers, no gangrene, no focal deficit, prior left-sided knee replacement. She came in a wheelchair. With help, was able to get into the stretcher in and out, no focal deficit. Next paragraph. I review the discharge summary from Sparrow, October 8 to October 13. Creatinine was high at 3.8, at the time of discharge 1.93. Concerns about memory, CAT scan of the head was done. Findings of the frontal encephalocele, bone defect. Skull X-ray, no multiple myeloma, excuse me, no osteolytic lesions. CT scan, chest, abdomen, and pelvis, no bone metastasis. A chronic adenoma on the left adrenal gland, already documented for many years. Another question adenoma on the left lower lobe of the lung. Blood pressure in that opportunity, 240/120. Gross protein in the urine, no blood. Severe arthritis of the right knee. I want to mention a number of CT scan, abdomen, and pelvis over the last few years without evidence of a stone, obstruction, or urinary retention. There is extensive calcifications of aorta. There is a preserved ejection fraction back in 2019. In that opportunity, moderate tricuspid regurgitation and mild pulmonary hypertension. A CT scan of the chest with IV contrast, no pulmonary emboli. This is 2019 with a stable left-sided lower lobe pulmonary adenoma. Next paragraph, since discharge, blood test repeated, creatinine worse at 2.34, normal sodium, potassium, mild metabolic acidosis 22, normal phosphorus, present GFR22 is stage 4, anemia 9.7, a normal white blood cell platelet, MCV 86. Ferritin low at 52. That iron saturation was, however, normal at 42. A normal folic acid. Normal albumin. Liver function test not elevated. October 2021, creatinine 2.6. November 2019, creatinine 1.26. February 2019, 1.16. No evidence of monoclonal protein. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient has progressive renal failure, uncontrolled diabetes, uncontrolled hypertension, no gross kidney stones, obstructions, or urinary retention, significant proteinuria in the urine without blood or activity for inflammatory cells, still diabetes and hypertension, likely the reason for renal failure. However, the changes over the last 2 years are faster than expected. Given the proteinuria, we're going to do serology markers, including antinuclear antibodies, complement levels, hepatitis B and C, HIV. They already did monoclonal testing, apparently being negative. We will get the results. We will check also for serology for membrane of nephropathy. Blood pressure needs to be controlled better. They are going to restart the toprol. Watch for bradycardia given the high dose of clandidine transdermal. My intention will be to restart ACE inhibitors or ARBs if possible, but we will see what the new chemistry shows. She is going to require potential treatment for elevated, excuse me, she is going to have assessment of phosphorus. If he goes up, restart phosphorus binders, PTH, restart vitamin D125, management of anemia, EPO treatment, avoid anti-inflammatory agents. We discussed the meaning of advanced renal failure. She has first-hand experience given the son being on dialysis. We start dialysis based on a GFR of 15 or less and symptoms. She needs to follow with the other consultants. The findings of the brain appears to be related to encephalocele. She's anticoagulated for history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. On physical exam appears to be regular reading. Also discuss at length patient and daughter, end of the patient.